Hello, my name's John Bidder. I'm Business Communications Manager for Children's Services, and this is part two of a series of recordings designed to help managers and officers understand a little bit better about the system called SocialCast, which we're currently trying out in Children's Services as part of business communications improvement work. So I'd like to talk about the original application for this SocialCast tool and the reason why I introduced it as an experiment for Bolton. Last year, we carried out a major remodelling of a service called the Families Information Service. It's a key service for Children's Services, and it serves parents, carers and families who are wanting to know, for example, about childcare opportunities and working in childcare in Bolton. Do many other things too, but I haven't got enough time to talk about those now. So some of you might be aware of the Families Information Service. I hope a lot of officers are. If you just put /FIS on the end of bolton.gov.uk, you'll find information about Bolton's FIS. And this service was restructured in a big way over last year. And it's now a completely different shape. It has involvement from all of the children's centres, from the information assistants out there in the children's centres. It has involvement from libraries and librarians all over Bolton, and it has involvement from the one-stop shop call centre, and it also is led by our FIS manager and FIS officer, who are based at Paderborn, although they're often out and about. So following a chat with the FIS manager and officer, we decided to give it a go and to see if we could put this thing in place, see if we could help join people together, see if we could promote knowledge to flow among officers with different levels of depth of knowledge, such as where to find out the answers to specific questions that the public were asking. We decided to bring it in and provide some training and see if we could actually make an impact on the way that the service is delivered and performs. So now we're just putting that training in place with information assistants. The reason for the delay is that the children's centres are also getting their heads around a new, very large system from Capita, the Capita One system. So we delayed this a little bit to give that priority. Anyway, pretty much all of the information assistants now have accounts within the system. The FIS manager, officer, myself and everybody else connected has an account. We have our own group within there and we are busily sharing expertise, knowledge and what have you as often as we can to try and start making those connections and to try and make this kind of working feel okay. It's very different. It's very transparent. It's not like email where it's one-to-one, quite secretive. It's open, and that's pretty scary for people at first. There's lots of questions get asked, such as, what could I possibly say? What could I possibly offer? And the answer is, well, actually, an awful lot. You know a lot of stuff, and if we can help connect what you know with what others know, then we can really make some progress. In part three, then, I'm going to try and pick up on what I regard as progress, give some concrete examples of how colleagues in different services and different departments have already started to gain benefits from working in quite a different way. Thank you for listening.